Maßnahme anstrengend ist, dass diese Sachen betrunken schlagen. Das ist der Werbpiece, right?
Nein.
Das kommt von Eintrecker-Reihe, right?
Ja.
So, I guess, so basically what he said was that Isha, because her Metzius is the Metzius of this world, that's why you go bust her eight in this world, and a man, his Metzius is Motsura, so in Yanam of Ruch needs to go bust him. I guess, we'll speak a little about in Yanad Yema, the Indian. There's a very interesting Shaila. Megillus Esther is Meusid on, it's called Megillus Esther. On a woman being mapped by Yisrael. There's a passage of Shaiftim says that Barak told Era that he wants her to go with him together fight. So she told him, I'll go with you if you want. There's not going to be any tif eras. You're not going to have any glory from it, because a woman is the one that's going to conquer Sisera. A little bit of Shaila Rishayim, if it means Yoel or it means Dvoira, but Eshlo, yeah, it's considered a big letdown for the Kalal, I guess, and for them, that a woman is the one who's going to be doing it. So, I don't understand. I mean, he have a whole Megillah, Meusid, on a woman's hatzala. I mean, l'chatchila. They say, what's the pshat? It was offered to Mordechai, and he made the same mistake Barak made. But l'chatchila offered to a woman. So, I'll let Davahu that made. It's also interesting that the lehepach of it, the ke'ilu, the zelum azeh, was also the etzah to make an etzah gavoyach mishamama was Zeresh's etzah. And tomorrow the day that actually took Sukkim in one place, he calls her, he says Zeresh, and Yoyetzav HaChamav, and the other Pasuk, it flips around, and it says, first it says Zeresh and Oyavav, and then it says HaChamav and Zeresh. So she Kilu took the first place in Halakim to be with Zeresh. So Kiyul, the Eitz Laharam, was also from her. So it's a little bit talented that the both in Yanim were the Risha, by the one that they by Yisrael and by the Hefer. So there's a very interesting Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi talks about Hanukkah. He asks, how come the nace of Hanukkah is to an Isha, and the native poems to an Isha. Both of them. This was Yael, this was Esther, and how come both had were to an Isha? So he says he asks, I guess he phrases it another Shaila, how come you make Sha'asad Nisan Labaseinu by Yomim Mahim Bazmanazir, which you don't make on and so forth. So the Rebbe says like this. He says that there's nisim that are b'derech ha-teva, nisim not b'derech ha-teva, and b'meila, the hanhaga of nisim that are shaloi b'derech ha-teva are shayach to the world of Sfarim, and b'meila is also not shayach to be treved. In other words, you keep bringing in the Metzius of the days and the events into a specific month. This is that can't be done in Nisim that we start the Hechatim the Lamaila Menaz month. Masha'in came the days of Purim Hanukkah, and obviously he's not talking about Hanukkah in terms of the Pach at first, but in terms of the whole Neis HaTzola, that was something that was Midarkei HaTeva, in Teva. Mele, it's Shayach to shaykh to pin it down and to say if you want to go to Zman Azeh, and also it's shaykh to say it in, and that's why it was to an Isha. That's basically what the Kish Levi says over there. So he says that there's two mahalach lefnei. There's a mahalach that's in Heva, that's shaykh to Nashim. There's a mahalach of the Man Masheva, and that's shaykh to then and above. Luchura, when you talk about Milas, the Maral says in the Mamasech Aliyot HaShachar, Chazal Darshan on the days of Purim. And Purim is called Aliyot HaShachar, and he says because it's just like in Kriyas Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf was at night. I mean, the Yetzir was the day. The Nisim, I'm sorry, my first was at night, and the Yetzir was the day. All in Yanim that were beget of Nis happened at night, and things that are beget of Teva happened in the day. And Purim, since it's Shayach to Mahalchim that are Teva, is called the Ayelot HaShachar. It's Shayach already to the Mahalchim Shachar. Luchura, when you look at it, the Pashtoifin, it's really a, it's something which is not, you think of it in terms of letdown. In other words, once upon a time, there were fantastic, extraordinary Nisim, and really, really mind-blowing Nisim. And now, today, you know, with the beginning of the colors and so on, it's less, and it's only a p'china of daytime, and it's only a p'china of heaven, and so on. It's derech agav, maima muska. The reason why this is called night, this is called day in the maral, is because the things that happen in the day, we have a clear tisa of the breakup of it, of the events as they happen. When you witness something and you see step by step, so there's a clear tisa in the pratim, and there's a hasada. At night, a person hears a boom and screaming. There's no clear tisa in the pratim. That's the difference between a nace of one type and another type. A nace that's outside of Teva happens. The Bchayrim died. How the Bchayrim died, why they died, how they all died together, one shot, and so on and so forth, that's not, we have no peace in that. Mashayim came when it happened, it's something that happens at daytime, it's just the same. The Mitzvah are very upset, they're everybody's dying, they want us to get out, they think we caused it, so we have a peace. That's why this is called night, nice, called day. But getting back to the original point, to the other point I made first, Lechur and our Tfisa, those are much chesher than Nisim, and these are much weaker Nisim. How do you reconcile the two? So the emes is, let's give a dugma. If a person is teaching a patient, if a person is teaching doctors about a certain choose the patient with the most obvious open symptoms of the machla, show it to him as clearly as he can, and then slowly he should begin to understand even where the symptoms are not so obvious, he should be chayshish fit. The derech klal, the dugma, a dugma and a muscle is usually the sharpest eifin of the inyan. I try to make it very clear for you. So I show you the most profound example of this thing itself as it is in Sarasma, without mixing anything in and so on and so forth. That is the Derech HaChachma. But what I want to do is, so that even when it comes to cases, there's nothing, even comes to understand, you can also be able to discern it. I always say that if a person is doing homework and he comes across with an answer, 583.9924, he made a mistake somewhere. If a person has a real-life situation, much bigger. HaKadosh Baruch, the whole mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, we came from a world that is clear and open. In Olam Haba, Gan Eden was sitting, and there was no lack of any havana and peace and clarity. Everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was that. He brought us into a world that is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our chacham is to pick out the bits and the threads behind it. We ask ourselves behind, you know, the Olam HaTeva is a world that at first glance doesn't seem to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when you look for a finer thread, you see the premise to it. The teichin and the tachlis lies in being able to pick out the halachim that seem not to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the workings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the understanding how it's all inside it. That is the real tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off by so with Big Bang Nisan. Take a look. Ani ani hu vein v'al adi oiz. There's Kriyas Yam Suf. There's Max Bechairis. There's Har Sinai. We have these tremendous nisim. That shows me that the starting point. And then the tachlis is each bit and thread of the Bria to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Those are demonstrations. And then we have to figure it out with much more subtle. So the mahalach of Nisim is, yes, it's less spectacular than the previous Nisim, but it's a lot more, it's defined in the day-to-day thing and so on and so forth. You never take a look, kids are very spoiled from fantastic stories. Stories that are extraordinarily fantastic with the Valdik and Mice and Fiskus and the Valdik and Nisim and the flows, kids are very turned off. Adults, first of all, they're cynical. They tend to discount these stories. But hope from that, to go walk around and to see the pasha of Maisa, the nature of chesed, the nature of care, of there's nefesh, in the subtlety of the Maisa in Yom Yom, the hair, some sort of feeling, that's where people are a lot more, that's where you get a sense of fulfillment. So the Mahalach of Nisim went from one to the other. The Gemara says that the Gemara says the Isha Zaveya, and he brings the wheat, he brings the wool, and so on. So the Gemara says, B'chi, you know, can he eat the chita? Can he wear tzema? The woman is the one that takes it and makes different things out of it. She takes the chita, she grinds it down, and she bakes it, and so on and so forth. She takes the wool, and she makes threads out of it, and weaves it, and so on. So the pshat is the man takes the first transition from yesh na'ayin. In the Torah, the there was nothing here, now there's wheat and there's wool. He brings in the material. But the mahalach to make from the material something to wear, that's the Isha's mahalach. The whole mahalach of transition into this world is the material of the Isha. So it's not, there's a deeper connection we said last time. When it says in Mila de Shemaya, you should ask, did you go back to the eighth of the man? In Mila, the Ara, you should go back to the base of the Nogai, you should go back to Isha. I would venture to say a connection at Gemara. We're not talking about, what cake to serve should be the woman's, whether how to bake honey cake, whether to put honey in or sugar in it, that is just a woman. I mean, l'chur, that's the most of the pshitas. I don't think that's... I think in every maisa mitzvah, l'mashal, it's not necessarily. So one decision is,
Out actually a little early than most people. He found his way to
to America because he was a great scientist, and he was in Princeton while he worked privately in Bechulu. Yesterday, I have a boy learning in the Philly Yeshiva. Philly is considered to be one of the best yeshivas, and he's a Beis Medrash. And I asked him, he said he made a mitzvah last night, first when he had Gramin. I asked him, who made the Gramin? He said, he, with another friend, made the Gramin, as Aaron said it. His other friend was this little boy who had the bris. It was astounding. It struck me. I knew that he had a son learning there, and I knew this. It wasn't that there was any particular stage. It wasn't as galas in the Freya, but just the sense of, it all of a sudden struck me that 19 years ago I was walking there, and if somebody would have said that in 19 years his son and my son would be affiliated together, I mean, I would have believed a lot of things way before that. I would have believed levitation way before that. You get a blick. It's a much more profound gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it works within the Olam HaTeva. It's a prima like Barad, where you have the Eish and the Mayim, and they don't, and together, and they seem to be able to work together. But the fact that in Olam HaTeva, the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that it'll be Mekarea, all the Rekiyim, and do again Matan Torah. The gilui is the Mola Oretz Das Kamayim Liyam Mechasim, that there was an after Haresul Das, that there was a Das once on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opened up Shemayim and showed us. That was one Matan Torah. That Das was called the Moedor Rabba on that Das, because that Das was, it's like somebody explains to me, shows me a problem. He explains to me, a very convincing Oretz explains something to me. Somebody shows me I do a problem. It's a gilui, but it's not me, and it's not mine, and it's forced on me. Someone gives me the answer to a sort of puzzle. In Atta Reisul Das is HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced the Das upon us. Where the Lots of Lover is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Oretz will be Mole Das to Mayim Liyam Mechasim, that we will have the das, the hair, the emes in this world, and b'meila the purim is the turning step. It's the ayelos hashachar in the sense that it's going from the night nisim, which are brilliant at night. When you have an event at night, its impact is phenomenal. An explosion at night is riveting because that's the only thing around. But you don't have much tefis in it. An event in the daytime is something which is mitzvahs b'day das adam and with mahal keteva. The yelos hashachar is the bridge between those two days. The other lo yoda is the chilufei mishmaris of those two days. That we lose we don't need anymore. We stop being dependent on the das of the Atarei Slodas, and we begin to hear, we begin to be Tayyim in the Das of Kamayim Layam Echasim. I must go on to Meir Pashit. Some very quick question maybe, but I have to go to Meir.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.